She just hit my heart, oh.
Da-da.
Full force and she got me like
da-da.
I be like
da-da.
Baby,
da-da.
Why you so fine?
Wondering how she does it with no fear, all that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin. Talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like
I would just jump in and introduce the next song, not because we need to, but just because it's a pretty sharp contrast, but I wanted to play it because I was also listening to it this morning and I was enjoying it a lot. So next we're gonna be transitioning to some River Wireless, who my wonderful sister showed me. She saw them in concert and really enjoyed them, so please enjoy that.
Comes fluttering in, I could have its life so easily, clap it into perfect darkness, clap it into perfect light. But I don't, but I don't. Instead I leave it at the glass. Instead I leave it on the outside to hover. Thank you.
So dreamy, like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out, all Julian Casablanca.
She is an epiphany, a relay. Opens my days like she always grew. I feel like affinity, M.A.
But her color's five, so what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down.
She is an epiphany, a relay. Opens my days like she always knew.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope you've been enjoying the tunes. Thank you, DJ Anna. And we're going to do a little bit of a change of tempo, change of vibe right now to some funk and soul. So next up, a hit by War.
a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time, yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
We figured we would come on and talk about those past two songs that just were on. Do you want to talk about Lowrider, Marissa?
Yeah, so so both of those songs, Anna and I happen to have strong associations with childhood shows, which may or may not be accurate.
Yeah.
And with Lowrider, I always listen to that song, and I think that my home classic rock radio station that I mention a lot on air,
yeah.
102.9 WMGK, I think that they play that song often, and every time I hear it, I think of Sesame Street, and
wow.
I don't know why. I think it just has to do with the cheeriness of it.
Yeah.
And Anna Googled it, did some fact checking on me, and it turns out that is fake news.
You know, but also that's okay, because it's not fake that you associate that with Sesame Street and that it is a fond memory.
I don't know
if
I watched that much Sesame Street really? As a child, but I associate it nonetheless.
That's funny. Yeah, I feel like I watched a lot of Elmo's Room, but not Sesame Street, which I don't know what like the actual difference was. If maybe Elmo's Room was just a segment, I don't know. And then for Celebrate, okay, I looked this up as well, and I think it maybe holds a little bit more of tangible validity. But Celebrate makes me think of Muppets from Space, the fantastic movie from, I'm imagining, like 1994, in which you can watch Gonzo, the Muppet, save the world from people who think that aliens are bad. Anyway, they play Celebrate when, like, at the end, they're like all the Muppets are celebrating with all the space aliens. Anyway,
I was feeling that celebration vibe about our first show of the semester.
Yeah, wait, I forgot because we've been in studio together this semester already, right? Yeah, or have we not? I feel like we have.
Maybe.
But here we are, in which feels like really the middle of the semester, and yet, this is our first show, and it's our final show. Oh no, we definitely have done this before.
Okay.
This semester. Anyway, final semester, though I think what is exciting that we've both expressed is that we both are feeling like after college we want to find public radio opportunities.
Marissa's nodding enthusiastically. you can't tell.
Yeah. Which is so fun that this has really inspired for hopefully a lifetime of streaming. And Marissa, I want you to know that you have full, I give you my blessings to promo your other show right now.
Can I? Yeah. What an honor.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So this semester on, you can, if you don't get enough of me on Fridays at 11, you can also tune in to WMFO 91.5 on Sundays at 3 to 4 p.m., mm-hmm. where me and my co-host, Jenna, Nick, show name Gen Z, will
oh, nice.
Be, we'll be holding a show called Academics on Air, where you will get to hear some open source education, some open source like excitement about things that Tufts students have read for classes, and then some chat about it afterwards.
Wow.
And it will be kind of podcast style, so tune in, and thank you for the advertisement space. I think that you're not allowed to advertise on public radio, Anna.
Oh, no. Well, this is, I feel like if for any advertisements, you would be allowed to advertise for another public radio show.
Okay.
But I'm tuning in, say this again, Sunday?
3 to 4 p.m.
3 to 4 p.m. I would love to tune in, and I'll put it in my calendar. Exciting stuff. Anyway, sorry, I'm a little stuffy still, folks. That really just, my snot was just broadcasted to all of our many listeners across the country. Anyway, do you have something you want to play?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about it?
I don't have much to say, but let's go into some Electric Light Orchestra.
Great.
I do want to talk about it. I realize that I associate Electric Light Orchestra with music that my parents enjoy listening to, and just like good music, and then didn't realize that I know a lot of songs well by ELO that I didn't know were by
wow.
them.
Wow.
So here's a classic.
Great.
Seven. blue sky.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
shoplifting.
10-year-old watching the 15-year-old's French kissing.
15-year-old watching the 20-year-old's chain smoking.
20-year-old watching the 30-year-old's vanishing.
Watching the 20-year-old's chain smoking.
20-year-old watching the 30-year-old's vanishing. Oh. Oh, please distract me from every life unlived. Every path I haven't taken. The heart's still a little kid. A scared little 5-year-old watching the 10-year-old shoplifting.
10-year-old watching the 15-year-old's French kissing.
15-year-old watching the 20-year-old's chain smoking.
20-year-old watching the 30-year-old's.
5-year-old watching the 10-year-old's shoplifting.
10-year-old watching the 15-year-old's French kissing.
15-year-old watching the 20-year-old's chain smoking.
20-year-old watching the 30-year-old's vanishing.
A Mormon missionary.
So, I just wanted to talk about both of these songs that I just played because I've been kind of feeling in a musical rut lately. My friend and I were talking about this morning. And I feel like just in the past week, I've really like started being in it more and trying to find new things that I love. And both those songs that I just played are things I found this week that as I just played them in studio, I'm like, wow, I love these songs so much and I'm excited to explore these artists. So the first one was No Romance by Tirza. And I really don't know anything about either of these people yet. And you just heard, let's see, Marissa, you can pronounce French more than me.
The next song was Wedding in Finistère.
Nice. By Jens Lechman. And actually, yeah, the wedding song, because I can't say it. I also just is really sweet because I've been having some really, like, intense feelings of, like, existential crisis upon graduating college and, like, feeling like I'm about to, like, enter the rest of my life. And that's what this kind of the song is about. So, anyway.
Yeah, like each age group, each milestone, looking back or forward,
right,
or looking at someone else.
Yeah. Anyway, what you have some vinyl for us, no?
I have some vinyl for us and for all of our listeners.
Wow.
We are moving to some live recorded concert of Paul Simon on vinyl. Here we go.
Do you know what year?
Let's look. It's on here.
Sorry.
It's Paul Simon in concert live Ryman. That was hard to read. Live Ryman. And
I feel like he's not really a rhymer.
No, I agree. Okay, 1974.
Great. Okay.
And hope you enjoy.
John rolled out of bed and ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law.
But what the mama saw, it was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Oh, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Let the story leak. Now when the radical priests come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. Oh, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. I'll see you, me and Julio, down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio, down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Okay, that was Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. We're going to play another song from the same album up next. But before that, a public service announcement. This is about Medford Conversations, which I have personally been involved in and definitely support the initiative. Medford Conversations is happy to announce that registration is now open for their 2019 Conversation Series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer collaboration that arranges small discussion circles guided by trained facilitators. Over the past 2 years, more than 100 members of the Medford community have made new connections with their neighbors as they engaged in conversations on diversity and accessibility issues in Medford. This year's conversations will be centered on questions of identity and belonging in Medford and beyond. Participation in these series is free, but pre-registration is required. Registration for this year's series closes on February 15th, so be sure to register soon. Please visit medfordconversations.org to register or to learn more. A public service message from medfordconversations.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay.
Seldom told, I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, till a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages
come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. Rocking evenly, I am older than I once was and younger than I'll be, but that's not unusual. No, it isn't strange. After changes upon changes, we are more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. Wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, leading me to going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
That was so lovely. Thank you for finding that vinyl, Marissa. You're really good. I've talked about this often on the show, like maybe most times we play vinyl, but you're just very good at finding vinyl, and I get easily overwhelmed.
I love the resources that WMFO provides us in this vinyl archive studio. And yeah, so that last song was The Boxer from Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm. And we were just looking up that perhaps that we're not sure about which came first. It's possibly that it was Simon and Garfunkel, but Simon and Garfunkel also recorded a boxer.
Well, I think Diva. It's I do think it's the same one.
That
No, meaning that, like, sorry, because this is live, we don't know if, so this was recorded in 1974, and Paul Simon was 1970 when they originally came out with theirs, but, like, maybe, you know, he had made this song in the 60s and then was just playing it live in 1974. I don't know. That's what I meant by that. Cool. Anyway.
I do not know either. I just wanted to thank everyone for listening in, and I'm going to play some jazz from John Coltrane, and this was a request from my father, and I hope I picked the right song. If I didn't, let me know, Dad.
I have Coltrane. I have a poster of John Coltrane on my bedroom door that was just there when I moved in.
Really?
Yeah.
In your apartment here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I have a fond memory of before, like, the very first time I got an iPod. It was the white stick kind, the iPod Shuffle, maybe Nano.
Yeah.
With no screen, and my dad helped me preload all this music on it. And one of the songs was My Favorite Things by John Coltrane, like a cover, a saxophone or clarinet cover of My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. Yeah. And so that's always what I think of when I hear John Coltrane. We can play it later, but next up, a more upbeat jazzy tune.
Thank you.
This is Wholesome Content.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.